So let's start out at the beginning. It was a dark and stormy night. Lanice was 2 years old. She had a dream. Tell me about yourself a little bit.
Okay. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, originally. That's where I was born.
You've got to be constantly training, learning, girl, certifying.
What you think? Yes, constantly. So, yes, everything has a certification. You don't realize how much reading I do.
Right. Listen, unless y'all are picking up a tax manual, it's not going to happen.
I know. So I was like, I read constantly. Like, I'm constantly learning something new. When I tell you,
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with small businesses and entrepreneurs and even nonprofit organizations to learn more about what they do and how they serve the community, and to give you information how to do business better. Today, I have the distinct honor of sitting down with Miss Lanice Clayton, who is the founder and owner CEO of Here For You Notary and Tax Solutions. Miss Lanice, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I know about Here For You Notary and Tax. You've been a member of the chamber for a little while now, few years. And I love you and you're fabulous, but these guys need to get to know you a little bit. So let's start out at the beginning. It was a dark and stormy night. Lanice was 2 years old. She had a dream. Tell me about yourself a little bit.
Okay. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, originally. That's where I was born. I moved to Mississippi, Hernando, Mississippi, when I was in the 10th grade, I think, in 94. I've been here ever since. I went to Hernando High School. I've been here in South Haven for 13 years now. I went to Ole Miss. That's my alma mater.
Oh.
Hotty toddy. And so I also went to Northwest, did the 2+2 program.
Absolutely.
So I started out in elementary education. That's actually where I got my associate's degree. And I did not go back to school after that. My grandmother had a stroke. And so I stopped everything I was doing and I took care of her. So I helped raise my siblings. And at the time, my oldest was 2 years old. So it was like life was life, and it changed my path of what I was going to do to something else. So taking care of her, being her only primary caregiver, I went into medical. I was a CNA. And because the nurse, my grandmother and her CNAs, was not making it. So the nurse was like, I think you're going to be the one that's doing this. You're doing everything anyway. You know, you need to make this your profession. I mean, because you're really good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing her catheter. I was doing everything. And so I started being a CNA. So I did that for a while. Got my degree as a CMA. Started working at Baptist Hospital as a supervisor in the emergency room. Just different things. And like I said, not expecting that I was going to end up in the medical field. So after that, COVID hit, doing COVID. And my grandmother was like, you going to give me COVID coming home from that hospital? And I was like, grandma, I was like, okay, you know, and she was just like, I'm just scared. I don't like you coming in here from work and da 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 and this and that. I don't know if you got COVID or not. I'm like, okay, really? So, you know, I thought about that a lot. And then if you remember, the kids went out of school in March.
Yes, ma'am.
They didn't go back to September.
Yes, ma'am.
I was working 6A to 6P. At the hospital, who was going to watch my kids? And I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So at the time, my husband, he was essential. So he still had to go. I still had to go. So I quit my job. I was like, well, I'm home. I'm going to be the housewife. So I stayed home for 6 months. And over that time, my best friend and I were just brainstorming. She's like, well, why don't you just work from home? I was like, work from home? I was like, doing what? And, you know, we just got to talking about things. She's like, well, you're good with people. You do this. And she was like, why don't you be a notary? I was like, a notary? I was like, what's a notary? And she was like, you know, look, we got to look it, and I got to research and everything. And I was like, I think I can do that. And literally, I just did it. Like, I mean, I got the researching and everything. And I was like, yeah, this is something I can do. I got the coming up with names and stuff. And I did something with Google. And then all of a sudden, I was on there. Don't tell me how I did it. People ask me all the time, how did you do that? I was like, girl, I don't remember. I don't know what I did. I'm just on the computer. And I'm just like, okay, I got to put myself out there. I'm going to be a notary. Like, who's going to know I'm a notary? And so I literally just did it. And then all of a sudden, this was January of 2021. And my phone started ringing. And I'm just like, hello? It was like, is this a notary? I was like, yeah, hey. Like, yeah, this is a notary. Here for you, notary. So it was like, I was like, oh, my God, this is happening. And you know, and people, and I was in my house. At the time, I started in my living room. And so I fixed up, and I had teenagers at the time, my stepkids and stuff. And I was like, okay, y'all, when I'm open, I need y'all to stay out the way. And they was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm working. And they was like, okay, you know, at first, you know, just starting out, they didn't think, you know. So, and I'm just like, okay. You know, and I was like, well, people don't mind coming in your house. And they was like, you don't mind having people in your house? And I was like, well, I set up cameras and everything. Like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. And so I got another idea from someone else. She had a little she shed. And I was like, okay, maybe I could do that. And so I got the little she shed. And so that's what people look on Google. That's what they see, my little she shed. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're looking for. And I was like, it's in the back. I got it all fixed up. So like I said, I started in my living room. People did not mind coming in there. I did that for almost a year. And people were comfortable with it. I even had one lady one time. She was like, do you mind if I get some water? She just got up and walked in the kitchen.
I'm girl, like, no.
Okay. You know. She was like, do you have anything to drink? And I was like, yeah.
And that's what spawned the idea for the she shed.
I was like, okay, you know, like, and because I think I was at my laptop doing something, and she just walked in the kitchen, and, you know, and she was like, oh, I like this. And, you know, just got that. I'm just like, okay, like, you know.
I need an office.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, yeah.
We and you have move. An adorable little setup. Your little office out there, it's like a legit office space.
It is.
It's fantastic.
And I love it. And I had, so, and I did, everybody was like, who did this for you? I was like, I did. My cousin's a painter. My ex-husband did the installation and the walls, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, we did everything ourselves. I did the floor. And I just started buying stuff and just putting stuff. I'm just like, okay, we got an office. Like, I did everything myself. And I was just like, I was so proud of it. So, you know, and I tell people my business is my baby because I literally did it myself from I started crawling until I was able to just walk.
So you started the business in 2021.
Yes.
Just coming out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How did it expand beyond notary? Because now in your name, it says Antax Solutions. Yes. So how did that evolve?
Okay. So prior to that, I would do taxes during tax season with other companies. And a really good friend of mine, she has her own tax service. So I would just go work with her during tax season or, you know, just doing family taxes at the house, TurboTax or something, you know, just doing it on the side. And she was like, well, why don't you start doing taxes yourself? She was like, you don't have to come to my office. I was like, I don't want to do that. And she was like, you're already doing it. You're just doing it for yourself. She's like, you already have the clientele. She said, just open a tax service as well. I was like, that's more work. And I was like, she was like, but you're doing it. She was like, you can do it. Again, here I go, researching. And I was like, okay, what do I need to do? She was like, you know, she helped me step by step. She was there. And I was like, okay. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm doing this now. Like, okay, I'm doing it. So, and that was the name. And I just incorporated that Here For You Notary and Tax Solutions. So, and I just started doing taxes. So when people come in to get a notary and they're like, oh, you do taxes too? Okay, well, I'll see you next year, or I'll see you tax season. And so literally a lot of my clients, I offer both services too. Like they come to me for one thing and get another. So, and that's how it started. It's just people telling me I can do it and me saying, okay, I can.
Why not?
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Well, you are a career learner, because that is an incredible transition of career path it from is. Where you started to where you are now.
It is.
And every step of the way, it's like it fit.
Mm-hmm. And I never knew. I never imagined myself as an entrepreneur or anyone just owning their own business. Like, I never thought of that. And so, and after a while, I was just like, because when I first started off, I was still working from home. I was working with Bank of America. And I was just like, I'm tired of clocking in and out with other people. And I'm like, I want to do this full time. And as you think about it, I was like, oh, I can't do this full time. Like, because notary is not a lucrative business.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people say, well, as like I said, researching and brainstorming with my friends and stuff. And they was like, you know, being a notary, you can incorporate other things. So we offer a variety of services. Like, I literally, being placed in the community, when people come to me, for one thing, they look at my office and they see, they like, do you do so-and-so, so-and-so? And I'm like, I can. You need it done? And they're like, yeah, you know, we need so-and-so, so-and-so to do this and that. And I was like, okay. And that's how I started my other services. So if you, like, look me up. And, like, I have flyers and stuff. Like, when I tell you I do a variety of things now, I do a variety.
Well, I need to know what those things are. And come on, girl. Like,
so, I am commissioned in Mississippi and Tennessee. So, being in Tennessee, I am able to marry people. So, I am also a wedding officiant.
All right.
And I have married two people so far. I have had two weddings. And let's see. So, we are mobile as well. So I have the on-site office. We're mobile. We do taxes. I do I-9 employment services.
Mm-hmm.
I've started doing bookkeeping services. We will start that next year as well. I do apostille seals and authentications. I do birth certificate translations. Let's see. What else do we do? I do field inspections. I help people with their EIN and LLC formations for their businesses. Let's see. Like I said, we do a variety of things, because people will come to me and say, well, I need this done, but can you also do this? And I'm just like, I sure can. So that, and then of course, word of mouth, there's another service that I'm doing. So that's what happens. And I
So like that's incredible.
We do a variety of things.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're like somebody asks a question and you're like, I haven't yet, but
yeah, I'm like, let's do all it. Around, you know, like I said, I'm placed in the community for a reason. Yes. So I copy, we have copy services, print services, fax services. So, you know, I service mainly a lot of people in my neighborhood because, like, I have a neighbor down the street that's bedridden. She's always needing service. She's like, I can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls me. I need this paper done. I need this fax. I need this, you know. So it's beneficial. And like I said, I'm placed, and I believe God puts people in places for a reason.
Absolutely.
Because I've always been someone that helps others. And this is just my way of giving back, being right there and offering all these services. Like my neighbors walk in and she'll say, I have a lot, I deal with a lot of Hispanic. And they'll come over and they'll say, you know, ask me, you do this? And I'm like, no, but what is it that you need done? And, you know, I'll help them. And then they'll bring their friends and they'll tell other people. And I'm just like, okay, well, we're doing this now.
Figure it out together.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what sort of requirements, credentials, training?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be constantly training, learning, girl, certifying.
What you think? Yes. Constantly. So yes, everything has a certification. Like now, I'm getting ready for tax season. So I'm getting certified for taxes. I've been actually taking classes for taxes over since the summer. So that's like a half a, pretty much a year-round thing because things are constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly learning new things. My bookkeeping, of course, there's certification for that. I'm still doing that. So I'm a few days of this, few days of taxes. My notary, when things change, like I said, I'm steady, constantly trying to make sure all the laws, you know all the laws for Tennessee. I know all the laws for Mississippi. My field inspections, I work with various companies as independent contractors. They have their own rules. Like I'm constantly, I was going to join a book club one time and I told them, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. You don't realize how much reading I do.
Right. Listen, unless y'all are picking up a tax manual, it's not going to happen.
I know. So I was like, I read constantly. Like I'm constantly learning something new. When I tell you So it's always something. And I don't do anything that unless I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it's constantly, I'm constantly researching, calling, asking questions because,
That's a lot. So reassuring
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times you come into a business for a service. People by nature must be very, very trusting because we just assume that you're the expert. You're mm-hmm. in the business, you're the expert. And that's really not the case a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have all of this and you can show this is what I've done. I'm mm-hmm. certified here. Here's my documents. Here's my credentials. Mm-hmm. Your walls got to be lined with stuff.
It is. And I tell people, I'm not doing anything that I don't, you know, I'm not going to give any service that I don't know exactly what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
And see, that is the reason why I started teaching notary classes because, you know, I had my first one here
mm-hmm.
the end of October.
Yes, ma'am.
Because there are a lot of notaries out there, no offense, that just got their notary license. And I get so many calls. I even had a lawyer call me. He was like, I just got my notary. I have a few questions for you. And I'd be glad to answer because I am that person. I know my stuff. I'm very confident in what I do.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation,
process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
I love that. So let's take it back to the basics. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start a business.
Okay.
Not so much focused on the direction of what the business was, mm-hmm. but just, I'm an entrepreneur for the first time.
I know.
You don't know what you don't know. So mm-hmm. let's do what kind of tips or even a challenge that you had to overcome that you want to keep the next person from having to deal with.
Oh, goodness.
Give me some struggle.
Well, just being, so at first, like I said, I just stopped working in March of this year. So my struggle was working a full-time job and trying to have a full-time business.
Yes.
And a full-time family. So that was my struggle. Still is my struggle. Because it's hard. And I didn't realize how hard it was. Like, here I am trying to focus on my actual paying job. That's, you know, right. 9 to 5. And my phone is ringing on the side. People are knocking at my door. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm at work. But this is my work, too, you know. So I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then, you know, you have your family, you know, I'm hungry, this and that. And, you know, so I had to focus and just kind of, that was my struggle. So it took me a minute to get it to where now that I can, what's the word I'm looking for? That I can say, okay, this is what I'm doing with the family. Like I can plan. I plan my whole life out. It's crazy.
By the minute.
Yes. And I tell my friend, she'll call me. She's like, I want to go out. I'm like, well, you need to tell me like in advance because my whole life is planned because absolutely. That's the way I have to do it.
You have to. You have to build that balance.
Yes. And so I had to learn how to balance everything. That's the word I'm looking for. I had to learn how to balance everything. I had to focus on, okay, let me focus on my job. So then I had to tell my business, I had to put it to where I was like, okay, I can handle it from this time to this time. And are you able to come back during my lunch break? Like literally I'm working during my lunch break. I'm working through a 15-minute break. Soon as I get off at 5 o'clock, I got people sitting in my office or outside. I'm like, okay, like it was, you know. So finally in March, I believe God puts you through things for a reason. And I had some things to go on. And in March, I finally was able to say, okay, this is my business is going to be my full-time job.
I love that you've had the success that it's built it to that point.
Yes. And I was just like, Lord, okay, I'm listening. Like, you know, and I was just like, okay, you say, like, I'm trusting you. So I wasn't scared. People was like, well, you know, are you still going to try to find a part-time job? And I was just like, you know what? I think God put me in this place for a reason. And I said, he's not allowing me to offer all these services, to do all these things, to take me back. And I said, I'm just going to trust in him, mm-hmm. keep doing what I'm doing, and I believe I'm going to eventually get to where I know I need to be.
And he's blessing it.
And
you're growing.
Yes.
I love it. That is incredible.
Yes.
And that step of faith is huge. Mm-hmm.
It is.
And at the same time, though, that was the first time you've been able to take a big, deep breath in a minute.
Yes. It was, you know, releasing that job and just saying, okay, family and business. Those are my two things now I'm focusing on.
And calling that friend.
And I was able to just Yeah, and I'm able to focus a lot more and then just look at the overall picture and just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And because it's just me. Like, I don't have a marketing person. I don't have this. I don't have that. Like, I have to do everything, my bookkeeping, my marketing. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Absolutely. I mean, just the running of the business and the learning of the things.
Yes.
That's still two full-time jobs.
It is.
So in addition to that, keeping yourself in compliance with all of the same things that you're doing for others is huge.
It is.
So what do you see yourself doing? 5-year, 10-year goals?
Well,
are you building an empire? Are we expanding? What you thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. So what I started out doing, I started having with the notary classes as well. I also started doing estate seminars. I have my first estate seminar Saturday.
Okay.
I'm excited. So, you know, and I'm just, it's educational because people just don't know. So I'm trying to educate people as well on, you know, the things that they need to know. But I see myself with my notary. I want to build a notary network, meaning I want to have notaries in different states. And that's going to require more work on me because guess what? I'm going to have to know those laws for each state.
Yes.
In order for me to have people in those states to make sure they're complying with what they're supposed to do. So right now I have people, I have a person in Indiana that just got her notary. So I'm looking for Arkansas. And just different places, because I want someone to be able to call me and say, well, I need a notary and so-and-so, so-and-so. I got you.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are notary places out there and I'm going to get to that. That's my goal.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
It is.
All right. So people can, I've got family in Oklahoma and they need to be taken care of, but I want them to get the service that you would provide. Mm. I want to know that who I'm sending is going to get the service and quality that you provide.
Yep. And that's the thing, because I'm really big and I tell all of my customers know. If you read my reviews, they will let you know I'm very big on customer service. I don't care if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the evening, 10 o'clock at night. My customer service is going to be good across the board. And I believe in what I want to receive.
I love that.
And so, yes.
All right. I'm going to stick that in my pocket for later. I love that. Say that again.
I believe in what I want to receive.
I love it.
So I, like I said, I'm really big on customer service. And so I had people that come to me, you know, I want to be a notary, da, 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 da. And that's the first thing I tell them. You have to be a people. Even if you're not a people person, they need to see that you are a people person.
Mm-hmm.
This, your attitude, your everything tells it all. You know, you can't, and if you wearing my name, that's the number one thing that I am big on, customer service. Like, I need for them to see you. When they see you coming, they know your service is going to be superb. I don't care if you're there with them 5 minutes or 30 seconds. They're going to be the best 30 seconds that you
of their whole that you day. Give them. I love it.
Yes. So, but that is my goal. And like I said, and I tell anyone that works with me and I will let them know, I did have a person and I don't mind. And I tell people, I don't mind saying no because my business is my baby. So if you don't like it, then you can go try another business.
Absolutely. And not everybody's a fit. And that's
everybody
okay.
Everybody is not for me. And just, you know, everybody, all customers are not for me. There's so many notaries and stuff around here, and that's the thing. Like I said, I just want to make sure that my clients know, or my customers know, that we are in compliance, that we are giving them the best service that we want for ourselves. So, and I believe my clients know that, and my customers know that.
They know.
So, and that's why I don't worry about, you know, like I said, there's money to be made for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, with you being a part of the chamber, I know we've had the opportunity to get to know you. I've been to events not chamber related, mm-hmm. seen you cut up a little bit, yeah. but always with that presence and that level of just personability. And I love that. And the fact that we have seen you grow mm-hmm. as much as we have over the last couple of years is phenomenal. What sort of things have you that you could say your relationship with the chamber has attributed to that?
So being here with the chamber, you all have showed me, you all have pushed me and made me want to do more and do better. And just being a part of someone or a group of ladies, like you all, you don't know how much you brighten people's day. I'm just going to say that. I don't think you realize how much you brighten people's day. And like I said, just seeing even your videos or just being around, it makes you want to. And I tell people, South Haven is the best chamber in DeSoto County.
I did not tell her to say that.
So, no, she did not. She did not. But a lot of people ask me, they're like, oh, you part of the chamber? And I literally, and I tell them, yeah, and it's the best one around here.
Thank you.
In the Mid-South.
Thank you. I agree, but I'm biased, so.
But I said, I don't know what the other ones are doing, but like I said, by word of mouth mm-hmm. and stuff, and I tell people, you know, and you all do stand behind your businesses and what you do. And you try to stand behind your name and what you stand for.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Because if we don't have the integrity to do what we say we're going to do, mm-hmm. we're not going to stand for anything. Yep. And that I have the passion, just like you do for what you do, mm-hmm. I have the passion for supporting you along mm-hmm. the way, for building businesses, for offering the platform to tell your story, mm-hmm. like on the podcast.
Yep.
I don't know who was crazy enough to give me a microphone, but I love every minute mm-hmm. of this because yep. this is such a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. And to getting to hear the stories, to get to know my people more.
Yep.
In fact, I didn't know you were from Indiana. Mm-hmm. I've got a sister in Indiana. Okay. So, you know, it's cool stuff, man. So one last question, because we're fixing to close out.
Okay.
But if you had to give one piece of advice, one nugget of wisdom to our viewers, what would it be?
Have faith. Do what you set your mind to and have faith and do it.
That's beautiful. Have faith. Find your passion and mm-hmm. have faith that you can accomplish anything. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for telling your story.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you need notary services, tax services, if you want to get married, you live in Mississippi or Tennessee, if you have a need for, you know, something random and you have no idea who mm-hmm. can do it,
yep.
talk to Lanice. She'll learn how, yep. and she will take the best care of you possible.
I sure will.
And guys, if you haven't done so, click that subscribe button at the mm-hmm. bottom of the screen so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.